Good evening, everyone. This is Amareya again, tuning in with our third Biomat teleconference. And I'd like to begin with just an opening meditation, an experience that gives us a direct connection together with the energy and the entity that is the Amethyst Biomat. Some of you have begun to have a deep enough relationship where you can call it a being, like I do in my life. It truly is a being and an entity and something that has an intelligence to it. So that, of course, is our common thread. That is the ray of energy that we're traveling down with its many aspects today, all the way into the business component of it. But let's tune into the essence first and let that guide our connection today. That's a simple process right now, just with the eyes closed, opening to the actual radiant expression of the Biomat as that violet energy, the violet ray. And something that we feel as we're on our Biomats, the infusion of light, the infusion and direct radiant attunement to ourselves becoming, going online with a higher frequency, with the breath becoming like a wave that opens us. And with the infrared radiance being the direct connection to the sun, which is where we also gather most of our infrared light, to the spectrum of our being, as if we are a prism for the pure light to enter in and connect us with the source of all that is light. Divine intelligence, light, radiance, fluidity, original, primal essence, all the things that are in the recipe book for health, well-being, joy. Okay. So I'm just asking that this is the energy that carries us forward from this moment on into this call. And what we're just going to be tuning in with today, just a little synopsis here. We have a dynamic talking about the power of testimonials and handling objections, which is a very important thing because that could be one of the main fears that you have around sharing, is that kind of automatic door that all of a sudden closes. We feel close when we even think about getting rejected. And we're going to talk about other things that other people and questions people might have when you're talking about the Biomat. And we're going to engage again why this is such a unique technology compared to others, so that you get a true sense of what you can like truly author into your conversations, that people really get where you're coming from and the details of what sets this apart. And we're going to talk about something also called the Diamond Challenge, which is something that the company has created as another incentive to really take this to its ultimate and highest level. All right. I would like to, at this point, just share with you that we had intention to bring on Amber Hartnell as our guest. And Amber is currently in South America, and she tried and tried, and she just could not find good enough reception on her laptop. So unfortunately, we're not going to have her with us this call. But we'll do our best to really bring in some of Amber's wisdom and what she shared with me around these topics, too. So let's start right in. And actually, before we go into these topics, I just want to ask if there are any questions that have come up from the last homework or people that were not able to get on the call last time, but listen maybe to the audio recording and they weren't able to ask questions then. Is there anybody that needs or wants to express anything before we move on? Okay, good. And if you do, press 1 on your phone so that I become aware of you. And that's going to be for the duration of the call. If you have any questions, you can always push 1 on your touchtone telephone. That will signal me that you are ready to talk, and I'll put you on. Otherwise, we're all muted until somebody finds it necessary to talk. So let's go into the first thing, the power of testimonials, and how come it's so important that we actually create them. For me, my perspective about it is that any time that I'm doing a demo, I'm always looking for a testimonial, even if it's just like a 10-minute session that I'm giving at a booth or an expo. And my understanding of why the more testimonials you personally collect, the more you're going to be generating more and more of a wellspring of success stories, basically, to then share with others. This is a huge component because really at the heart of every human is divine empathy. And that means that when somebody glimpses and is able to feel the frequency behind somebody else's true experience and not just something that is cold hard facts, right? There's a whole nother quality to how the whole being and the heart opens up when people hear somebody else's experiences, yourself, your experiences, or other people who then you've had experience of hearing from your demos and your testimonials that you gather from sharing this with other people. So it's also becoming versed in the many ways of the biomat, that the biomat elevates people's health, is also creating more and more kind of your authority in the biomat and what it can do, because then it's not just coming from concept. It's coming from you have shared your biomat, and you've heard this from somebody directly that you got to share it with. And so that means it's a more real experience for people. And so what I'm inviting people to do is to start to collect these testimonials yourself for anybody that you're going to be starting to share more and more the biomat with. And for those, I see a couple people on the call, I can immediately know that they've been sharing it for a while. One person I see has had it in their store, and so maybe you already have some of this. You've experienced that and the power of sharing it with people, but now it's time to really utilize these testimonials, start to write them down, start to really gather more so that you can share more about them and feel confident about this technology you're selling, because the more and more you really put your attention to just how amazing and how dynamic the biomat helps different people with different processes. You know, everything from just somebody getting off the table and just feeling amazingly light and open and free and without pain, or some of the more targeted things, like people who get off the biomat and they've actually experienced a true healing, something that was happening in their system that starts to be really alleviated. These are the kind of things that are absolute gems So what I'd like to share with you is a technique to start to gather these testimonials. And this is going to kind of just give you a template for being able to bring this to anybody that you might share it with, especially for those who have a place where they're in a more formal situation, like they're a therapist or they have it at their alternative or metaphysical store, something like this. This is something to even start to write down and have a piece of paper that's got some of these questions to field to people before they get on. So what I have people do sometimes is to have people take a physical and emotional inventory. Okay, this is, again, before they even get on the mat. And this is really for the person to start to tune in with what's going on in their own system. Because some people, it's like, if they just get on the mat and they're not really tuned in with the deep needs that the mat can serve them, then they're actually not really opening up to the intelligence of the mat as much. Whereas if you direct them to focus in on where it is that they are not feeling in alignment, where it is that they're needing more attention, then guess what? You're now directing them to become more sensitive to how the biomat might actually create a difference when they get off the mat. They become more attuned to, okay, before I got on the mat, I felt this. And now I got off the mat, and this is how I'm feeling. And so it's a really powerful way to get the person to tune in more sensitively to where they're at in their health, like in the moment as well as just in general. Because the moment they tune into their discomfort in their body, for instance, if they have that, that then becomes a place where their subconscious is now really opening more, right? We just direct attention and energy flows, as we know, where attention goes. So you can even ask to take a rating of the pain that they might be feeling or discomfort or dis-ease, you know, from 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute highest that they're in excruciating pain or something, and 1 being, you know, hardly anything. But this is great because this works. When you have somebody take a rating, they get a very distinct and very direct in their face process of going before and after. And that really triggers something in their being when they can actually name their experience and actually give it a number. So when you're actually allowing them to have the experience, go ahead and just let them truly relax into it. This is, you know, if you're sharing this at some point, you know, if this is a friend or something, let them just be in silence and just experience it. If you're actually sticking around and you're just, you know, giving them 20 minutes of time or something to experience it, make sure that you allow them to truly go all the way deep into their experience and their essence. Okay, and then afterwards, what you have them do is please scan your body and tell me if the pain sensation has changed. Or ask the question, do you notice anything else from your experience? See, what's happening now is then you're getting people to really fine-tune with you. And this is also what starts dialogue, right? Because you have now heard from them directly where their places of concern are. Now you have new insertion points to share with them more direct information and facts about the biomat. You have a new insertion point of really making this a much more personal experience as you're talking about the biomat instead of just, you know, bullet pointing facts to them. You went in and you targeted with them what's most important for them to hear. So be open to a wide variety of experience when you really start to take these testimonials. testimonials and really gather them. You know, of course, some people feel nothing, and that is okay too. That's absolutely okay. Not everybody is totally aware of what's happening, and that doesn't mean that nothing's happening. But what you want to do, my recommendation, is have a pen and paper to write down these testimonials or provide a space for them to write it themselves, which is good because that gets them to really focus in as well. And if you do plan on sharing their testimonial in a really formal way, of course, ask permission from them first. So my feeling is that when you are introducing the BioMat to people, this is a perfectly fine and actually amazing way to use testimonials of others to teach about it. So these are things that you can even, at once you've collected them, just have even one sheet of paper where you can share this. And this really giving authority, because these are people that are from you. They're not just like, you know, a testimonial that you copy and pasted from a website somewhere. These are direct. Humans want to feel that. They want to feel the circle of influence and the intimacy of being connected to you, and that you have already had some wisdom and some authority and some past experience with the mat. I just really want to say that these testimonials are like you're collecting gold nuggets. These are the little amazing jewels that will ignite other people's growth and hope to embrace their hope to embrace change. Because when people hear especially things that are even more intense than what they're having, you know, maybe they're just having some pain in their shoulders, but they hear testimonials, somebody that you shared it with that actually had a real breakthrough. I mean, that is what's creating a total embrace of change for people. And then they start to realize, well, gosh, it's actually not just my shoulder that's in pain. I've been actually dealing with this, you know, dis-ease or malfunction in my body for 5 years, and I've just learned to live with it, right? So those are the kind of things where people go, oh, my gosh, so you're saying it can help me for this, and I wasn't even thinking about that level of healing that this potentially can do for me. So it's going to encourage and educate people and offer examples of how the BioMat can be a solution for them too. All right. Just if anybody has questions, I'd love to open it up now. Push one if you have a question. Okay. So great. I just want to ask, of the people that have shared the BioMat in a more formal way, has anybody had to really deal with a major objection? And we're going to get into what some examples of objections are. But, you know, these are the people who they're kind of maybe, you know, negative to begin with. They're really not open. They're thinking maybe you're just there to sell them something. They've kind of got a bitterness maybe to life because, well, maybe they really have a condition that's impeding their joy. Has anybody had to really deal with an objection when you're just naturally sharing it? If you have, I'd like for you to press 1 on your phone, and if that hasn't been an experience you've had to deal with yet, push 2. So push 1 if you really have had to handle objections in any way, and 2 if you haven't. Okay. So right off the bat, what I want to say is that sometimes psychologically you may not have been sharing it as much because of the fear of handling objections. And maybe only feeling comfortable sharing it with somebody once you know that you're in a safe zone with talking about it, because maybe they're a friend of yours, maybe already you have an opening with them that you know that they're going to at least hear you out with this. But really what we want to get through with this experience of talking about the objections is the part of your psyche that may not be truly sharing in all the different times and situations that you could be because of the actual fear that you might get objected or that somebody might feel like, oh, you're just trying to sell me something and I'm not interested. So this is an important process to really go through together. And it's something that Amber did share with me, so I want to share it with you. She has this two-step formula for handling objections, and I think it's great. I actually just got this from her a few days ago when she realized she's traveling in South America and it's just not working for her to get on the call. Step one, okay, let's just say you're in an incident where you just shared the biomat with somebody, you know, and they're, let's say they are like, I don't know about alternative technologies like this, you know, I don't think that they work, you know, most of these things are just some new age gimmick or toy, whatever the objection that comes to you, the first thing to do is count to three. Whenever you're faced with answering difficult questions or with handling objections, the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, make eye contact with your prospect, and silently count to three. And it is amazing how many clients will answer their own objections or at least give you some much-needed information when you simply say nothing. So don't be afraid of silence. And in sales, it's something that you can do. Use silence to effectively handle almost any objection, particularly those related to price. Whenever a client tells you that your price is too high, now that's one of the main objections that you might get, just breathe and be quiet. And you'll find, and this is what Amber says, you'll find that around 40% of all prospects will fill that silence with information you can use to move the sale forward. All right, that's an amazing thing to try, something that I'm going to actually try next time that it happens to me. And just, I get the actual, you know, as an actual tactic in sales, how this could really, really, really help, because basically the person is all of a sudden they're spinning off into their own idea around something, and they're expecting you to have some reaction or to just, you know, kind of like, you know, have your own experience with trying to deal with their reaction. But what's happening here is you're going into total neutrality, and the next thing to do is to then ask questions. After you go into the silence, what's going to happen is either they're going to start to talk to fill that gap, because a lot of people don't like silence, and then you're going to be given more information that you can use. So here's something that Amber had shared with me. You can ask up to three questions when handling objections before you have to provide an answer, provided you ask the right questions in the right way. So what I get from this is you want to ask questions so they can do an inventory of the benefit that is beyond the price. For example, if they've got something that they, you already kind of understood that they've got some, let's say, back pain, and you talk about the biomat, and then they ask how much, and they're like, no way can I afford that, you know? what you can do after you just hold that silence with them, which allows them to expand and actually see where their reaction came from, and actually maybe even start to internally shift that inside, then you can ask, can you imagine how your life would be different if you received a massage every day? Because basically the biomat can create that same effect of getting a massage. It can totally relieve muscle tension, etc. So you see what you're doing here is you're reframing for them how deep of value the biomat could be, because their initial impulse, which a lot of people have in this scarcity consciousness culture, is that no way it should be a product be $1,500. Like, that's just too high, you know? And they're thinking of their bank account, I just don't have that. Basically, a lot of that is like, oh, I haven't really seen my own worth or the value that I could get from this. So they're just, really, they're just answering potentially from ignorance and a lack. So you could ask also, how valuable, you know, if somebody was dealing with arthritis, how valuable would it be to you if you didn't have the daily pain of your arthritis? And see what that's doing. It's getting them to really go, wow, that I would do anything for, right? I would pay $10,000 for that. Something that I like to do is actually tell people, I consider the biomat like my insurance plan and preventative medicine so that I avoid the need for medical assistance. And that really reframes things for people too. I've noticed that. That's been a huge thing that I've shared with people in the past, is allowing people to see this as preventive medicine so that they don't have to go to a doctor. So really the key is to acknowledge, first of all, what the customer is saying, and then offer them a compliment before asking your question. That's another of the things that's important, because then they feel that they've been heard, right? For example, if you've got this rejection, then you could try say something like, you know, I appreciate you asking that. If they had a question that was kind of reactive, or I understand how you feel, or good point, I never thought about that before. Like, these are for not necessarily money reactions, but for other things. So it's just the more that you can present with your potential customers' concerns and needs, the easier it's going to be for you to identify which questions to ask. Okay, so that's why we want to get into a position where we are really, they hear us, they hear that we're compassionate and that they've been heard, and then you have an opportunity to target and ask more questions that are directly relevant to them. So it's really what you're doing is you're asking questions that are direct and phrased to elicit more information. And what I'm going to do right now is actually go through an example that Amber typed and wrote out to me of something that happened to her. And I'll share that with you. She's got an example here of the expensive objection, like, wow, that's expensive. And what she says is she always personalizes the response in a way that addresses what they're dealing with in their lives. So, again, let's say you're talking to a massage therapist who says, whoa, that's expensive. Target it to them, your next question, after you leave some silence, because they could actually answer their own question for you or their own reaction they might take back. But when you have an opportunity, you could say something like, well, would your work be easier if your clients were more relaxed faster? As a therapist, would you like to receive the first and last session of the day personally? That's the part of you that you're actually saying to them, the biomat is your massage therapist after you end your day. You know, another thing where you can really allow people to see the value more is to ask just the question of, Would you eventually like to have a passive income so you only do massage when you feel like it and not because you have to? You see these very clever ways to reframe the spectrum of value that the biomat could create for somebody. If you're dealing with somebody with chronic stress, for example, who's got that, oh, that's too expensive, you know, it's, can you imagine how your life would be different releasing stress daily by using the biomat? If somebody is dealing with insomnia, you could say, if you could get a full night of sleep, how would that feel? And you see what you're doing to them? You're getting them to actually go into the what it would feel like of them already being liberated from the chronic thing that they've been dealing with. So that's the thing where people don't realize how much they've been a slave to something until you actually bring it to them. Somebody who's kind of just been generally dealing with insomnia for so long that they have just gotten used to it, and then you propose the question, well, if you could get a full night of sleep, how would that feel? It's like, wow, to have my life back again, right? All right, so there's just a lot of examples where the opening up to objections in a way that you start to use objections to actually get more fine-tuned with the person instead of becoming afraid and immediately going into your own reaction of like, okay, whoops, look what I've done. I've somehow, you know, breached something because they just had an objection. And so this is really important for you to become a little more courageous as well with sharing in any kind of situation. Let's look at another objection, which is something that I've had before. People who are supposed, you know, really sensitive to EMF things and things that are electric and plugged in. You know, you might get an objection from somebody that says, I don't want to do anything that has, it's plugged in. And a response that you could have is, well, I understand, but the biomat has an electromagnetic interceptor in the control box that converts harmful AC current into DC current. DC current is biocompatible in the body. A DC pulse runs through the carbon ceramic superfiber, and this generates the negative ions in the far infrared light. So you keep the control box away from your body when using the biomat, and you're absolutely safe. So you see what just was able to be skillfully turned around is when you have enough of these facts around how the biomat works, you're going to be able to journey with people into some of their sensitive issues or questions or places where they can react, because now you've got facts that can actually soften some of those deep concerns for people. You know, another thing that I am thinking about is those kind of people who, because of the money thing, they're you know, maybe asking, well, how about a discount? I need a discount. $1,600 is too much. And the one thing that you can do when you get somebody saying that is tell them that, you know, look them squarely in the eye and say, I can offer you a $100 discount if you're a professional and you're purchasing the biomat, professional massage table biomat. I would love to offer you that discount if you have that. And so that allows people to at least feel like, okay, well, there is a possibility of a discount. And the one thing to also be connected to is what it is specifically that discounts can be qualified for. And so I just want to give a few examples of what this company includes as a way to discount for therapists and people who can use this in a therapeutic environment. They're really promoting people by giving this $100 discount. So some of the examples are if you're a chiropractor, a doctor, acupuncture, yoga instructor, massage, esthetician, a dentist, Reiki, Pilates, physical therapist, even personal trainer, counselor of some kind, that's a therapeutic or psychological or psychiatrist counseling, or I would say really any form of counseling really is potentially a place that this $100 discount can be given. So that's something that you want to be able to bring to people, because as we know, everybody likes to feel that they qualify for a discount. Everybody likes a discount. It's just the mentality of marketing, too. So to be able to offer that is quite a thing. So remember that you can offer discount if you have, this is the one other time that most of you, the only way that you could offer discount is if you have purchased an extra biomat with product certificates. So remember what we talked about last call, which is one of the three ways that you make money from sales of the biomat is that you get these product certificates. When you make that sale, you get actually 10% of the sale in these things called product certificates. That's kind of your credit card with the company, and eventually you have enough of that credit to receive merchandise from them. And then you can turn around and sell that for whatever price you like. And that is the, I'll tell you, one of the number one ways that I also make money from this company is that I purchase merchandise with my product certificates, and then I sell that at a discounted price. Because some people are just kind of waiting for a price that's lower than what the retail is, what they've seen online or something like that. So that's an amazing thing. Even if you're just working your way up to getting a mini mat with your product certificates, which is usually $550, you could offer that for $450, and that'd be an awesome incentive for somebody just waiting to get a biomat. Something else I'd like to explore is something that I hear from so many people, is what setting should I put it on for first-time users? This is a really important question, and it's something that doesn't really have a set answer. But what I like to begin it at is somewhere in the, out of the eight possible settings, I like to put it on just a general person using it between 3, 4, and 5. And this is going to ensure that you don't have anybody having too sensitive of a reaction, because some people are really in a lot of dis-ease, and they've got a lot of toxicity in their body. And so it's good to gauge how warm would be enjoyable as well, and select your settings accordingly. Unless you've got somebody that you know is pretty, you know, it's just in general good health, and you want to give them that fullest of experience. When I have a booth, if somebody I know is just going to be on for 10 minutes, I'm actually putting it up pretty darn high. I'm putting it on 6 or 7 out of the 8 settings. Because in 10 minutes, that's going to give them a really potent but short experience with the mat. So you want to really give them the fullness of the experience. And 10 minutes is really not enough to create a detox reaction that I've found. So just something to think about. Depending on the person, you really want to tune in with them. And if they're somebody that's in kind of a deep state of chronic or crisis with their health, depending on what it is they're dealing with, you know, you do want to take it slow and then be with them and really tune in with how's this feeling, and then select a higher setting accordingly. So next thing I want to talk about. Is there any questions, first of all? Anything that's coming up for anybody? You can always push one. All right. One of the things that I have consistently got as a question is, and this is for somebody that's kind of more, you know that they're pretty interested at this point, but they want to just be assured that they're getting a solid product that's from a respectable company, and they want to know about warranties. So again, these are some of the ins and outs of the company that you want to get versed with, so that you can really speak from an informative place. And so just going to briefly share that the product warranty is automatic upon purchase. It's a one-year full warranty. And the RI number is the warranty tracking number to use if anything should go wrong. Now, the customer's name can be used to track as well, but I have found that sometimes Richway has sometimes a problem finding things in their system. But if you give them the RI number, they're going to go direct and right into being able to pull up a person's and order's information. So I just want to say, as you're going into making sales, that RI number is key. You want to make sure that you're always saving that somewhere in your records. The RI number is at the top right of the actual order form. Okay, so after a year, okay, first year there's no cost always, no questions asked. Now at the second year, though, there's a fee of $60 for any repairs. And again, it's no questions asked. If anything has happened to the mat in your second year of having it, and this goes for you too, so you know, if anything happens, there's just a $60 fee that you have to pay, and then again, no questions asked. Year three in your warranty, you've got just a fee of $160 for any repairs that might happen. So the manufacturer's warranty covers repair or replacement of defective parts, and the only thing is they don't pay for the shipping on the return part. Okay, so you're paying for one way, and they're paying for one way. If problems do occur, though, what I will say after all the experience I've had in 8 years of this, it's most likely with the controller box, which is a very simple and small thing to ship out, and it's $250 as a replacement. That's what I have seen over now 8 years. Only two other people have I heard from that actually the actual biomat just stopped after that first year. And it's two times I've actually heard that the plastic has started to have an opening in it and the crystals potentially can fall out. That's for one of my customers who's had it for 6 years. That happened to her. And so otherwise, it's just been the controller box. It's a simple thing to exchange out. Now, after your third year, there's still a lifetime warranty that they offer, which is an exchange policy of returning your old product and receiving a 50% discount towards a new product, the same new product purchasing, or even a different product, actually. So you or anybody that asks, they can just switch out their old biomat at any time, actually, even if it's not defunct. You can always switch it out for a new one for 50%. What I have noticed is that when I'm sharing this, the more that I am informed with potential questions that people might have, the more that I'm going to really be able to feel like I'm presenting in a way that the person who's in question really is getting that I know the ins and outs of this and that the product is really a superior product, because I can actually speak about the different facts, the components, and things like that. So again, I'm just stressing that the more that you do your research, the more that you, for instance, get on my website and kind of you know, look through the ins and outs of the three components, the amethyst crystal, the negative ions, the far infrared, really get your own experience of being able to bullet point some of these things. The more that you're going to be able to flow naturally as you're talking about it to people and start to get into the, again, the ins and outs of what's personal and more direct to what they need to hear, right? If there's somebody that is very scientific, they want to hear the components of how the infrared is working while it's translating through the amethyst crystals and is creating amplified 200 times the scale and is making the 6.8 micron level. Those are the things that are just going to be like candy to the scientist's mind, who might be the person in question that is interested. You want to be able to tailor to them. You want to be able to tailor to somebody that more opens to things on a emotional, like they buy or they open in with their yes when they get the emotional connection to a product. And that's where, you know, maybe testimonials or your direct experience of it is actually what's just going to sell it for somebody. So you see how it's going to be important to have all these different ways and distinct components that you can have application to a very specific person, because every person is a little different. Not only of what their needs are, but on the business or marketing aspect, to what actually creates the inroad when sharing. What is their inroad and their way that they receive? Because some people, they actually don't receive one way, but they're really good at receiving from another standpoint. So you want to have your bases covered. One thing I want to share, and that is I'm just reminded of about the business component of this, and it's something that I touched on in the last call, which is the ideal of marketing, promoting, and simply sharing about the biomat is, as you're moving forward with this and considering really making this a business, you want to have the full package. Okay, so some of you just bought the biomat without the pillow, or you just got the mini mats. And if you're truly intent on becoming a distributor, it is quintessential to have the full package, because that is what you want to always offer as the fullness of the experience. And of course, on the more financial and business perspective, you want to be selling the full product, because in the binary matrix and the downline of how compensation plan works, that is where you're absolutely getting the most out of this company, like degrees level higher your commission is going to be if you're selling the full package. And symmetry with your sales, if you can get these full package placements that count as 3 points instead of, say, the mini mat that counts as only 1 point, in how you're placing people in your downline, so crucial. If you're keeping that in mind, not only by, first of all, getting the full package so that you can sample and demo that, but then when you're talking to people about this, you're going to want to really promote the full package experience and really give them the pointers of just how effective the pillow is as well, to really complete the experience. Because if people don't even know the value of the pillow because you didn't demo it with the pillow, they're just going to feel like, well, I had a great experience. Well, I don't think I need the pillow. I never tried it. If you're demoing it with the pillow, guess what? They're going to feel like, wow, my experience that I had was really deep and beautiful, and I'm sure that the pillow had something to do with that, right? It kind of is more of an automatic response for people. So really, again, consider that. If you haven't got the full package, that it should be your next investment, really. And that's important for moving forward in the company, because literally you can't move past gold, the gold member status, without buying $1,500 of personal product. Personal product, again, is what you've actually bought from the company for yourself. Now, that can be approached differently. Let's say you've bought the mini mat, and which is only a $550 product, and you still need to purchase $1,000 of product in order to go past the gold member status. What you can do is, the next time you have somebody interested, you can put it in your name. And so that is the way that you can kind of bypass this need to buy your own personal product. So that's something that you can do too, is the next time you have a sale, you'll just put it in your name, and you'll get the purchasing power at that point of $1,500 of total product that you've bought. But again, you might be shortchanging yourself by doing that, because if you don't already have the full package, which would have cost you $1,500, you really don't have the full experience to provide people with demoing. Okay. I'm going to just briefly talk about something called the Diamond Challenge. And it's something that the company has set up, in that my intention, I even want to share with you, my goal is to empower everyone here enough that I feel ready to take what's called the Diamond Challenge. And it's something that every person that has become Diamond level, which usually people will get to after the 11th or 12th sale, is this amazing opportunity that the company has provided as a framework, that when you're ready, you can, by keeping your business center number one, paying out with a minimum of 6 points on the left and 6 points on the right, which creates that $400 binary bonus, if you can do that for 12 weeks straight, you will automatically receive an extra $10,000. That's how easy the Diamond Challenge is. Basically, Diamond members can achieve this goal of earning a binary bonus check on their number one business center. If they can do that for 12 consecutive weeks, that can actually happen not even from your own personal sale, but from the people below you. And that's why I'm saying I'm wanting to empower all of you so that I can feel like I can take this Diamond Challenge, because your sales obviously are also what are creating my business centers to trigger these bonus rewards and having 6 points on the left and 6 points on the right. Now, if you don't get it in 1 week, let's say you don't trigger a binary bonus in one of those weeks, you just basically you miss out on the amount for that week. But you still will be able to receive the next week's bonuses, and you can still receive almost as much as the same, that $10,000. So it's not something that if you miss 1 week that you failed and you have to stop. It's just whenever you're ready to sign up for these 12 weeks as your challenge, you can do so. And the only necessary thing you need in order to be part of this is to have already sponsored two other people that have become Diamond members. So for me, that means any of my downline, and I've already reached that. I have more than two members that have become Diamond members below me. One of them is on this call, actually. That's great. So just, again, what I'm here sharing this because there are some amazing ways that the company itself has created as total next level abundance strategies, and I'm really game, if you guys are game, to not only help me empower me to be able to take this Diamond Challenge, but it's also my incentive to want to empower you to become better and better distributors. So that's just something I want to share, and I will actually briefly touch into that again on the fifth and final call. But another thing I want to say before we get off, because we're coming to our close here, is your ability to know some really simple one-liners about the biomat is going to make all the difference in the world. And so what I've done is, as part of your homework, I'm going to send this out by the end of the night or tomorrow morning. I'm also going to provide this file that I put together of just some simple one-liners. And if you were to just memorize these, it would be a total game changer in your effectiveness of selling the biomats. I'm just going to share a few right now. I feel called to actually share a few. Because these are the little succinct little gems that when somebody asks, well, what's a biomat? You know, it's like you opened up the dialogue about this awesome product, the Amethyst Biomat, and somebody's like, I've never heard about it before. What's it do? Here's one I love to share. It's a medically proven youthening device. Of course, women love this one more. But actually, everybody does. But you can really let people know this biomat is a new frontier in the up-and-coming field of reverse aging. It's becoming so important for so many people. So that's a cool little one-liner, for example. Another thing I like to say is that your body assimilates more nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and water just by laying on it. The cell wall membranes open up, allowing for more nutrients in and allowing for toxins to go out. See, right there, that was just like a gold mine of things for a lot of people. Like, what would it be for people if they could actually get more nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and hydrate their body more just by laying on this mat? It's a gold mine. Another thing I love to share with people, half an hour on it is the same as walking for half an hour in an old growth forest. When you compare the amount of calories burning, workout, and negative ions absorption. So that's huge for people who live in cities, for one, or work so much that they just never give themselves time to go out and take a walk in nature. So you see how these little bullet points, if you could just do that, one, two, three of the ones I just shared, you see how much value you just gave them, even before talking about the facts of how it works, how the biomat works, and like the amethyst and the infrared and how the infrared works and the negative ions. And it's like just to give them those three like things of what it does, is that's an amazing thing. You just placed so much value in their lap by sharing that. So I'm sending this to you in the next email, and I'd love for you to really consider this not only as homework for the week, so that we're more informed for next week's call, but really this is like an ongoing thing that especially if you're about to enter into some situation, a social setting, or you're about to do a demo for somebody, or you're about to have a booth where maybe you're having a biomat, or in your store you're maybe having something at your boutique where you could have it on, anything, even going to, I mean, I take this to just social gatherings, just like meetups with friends. Anytime that you think you're about to have a potential to share and sell a biomat, just look at these little bullet points and research more. Go online with my biomat site and get those, or copy and paste the things that really feel like they're your niche of how to share, because we each kind of like to share different things because it's what has really enticed us and it's what's important for us. So I understand that not all these things are the perfect way that you want to share it. So find your own facts and little things that are how you like to share and what's important to you, and write those down. Make a little document of your own. And again, the testimonials, just to kind of wrap it all back up to where we began, really consider writing down testimonials of people. Really consider having a before and after experience. Not only are creating testimonials valuable, but that technique is how you're going to sell biomass, I guarantee it, because you just start to give people a true sense of what the biomat does and its value. Before we close up, I'd like to just ask one more time, is there anybody that has questions or some response that they want to share? Please just push number one on your touchtone. All right, beloveds, thank you again for joining me and for valuing yourself enough to come on the call, because you are ready more and more to bring in more abundance into your life, and you're valuing that this is a way that you have been given by your higher self, by the divine, by the synchronistic universe that's placed this in your lap as a potential. Okay, Cammie, I see that you've got a question. I've just opened up your mic, so go ahead.
Aloha, Amareya. Thank you.
Hi, Cammie.
Hi. I'm just curious. I received the distributor kit, and I was thinking it would have, like, that, you know, it kind of sets up that I'm, like, now a part of the crew, but it seems to just be, like, brochures and things like that. So am I set up and online? Am I, like, a legit distributor now, or do I need to do something online to get my link, or
no,
how do I really go about it? So if I were to sell, okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely, you're connected, you're in the system, they've got you, so that anytime you make a sale and you put yourself as a sponsor, they've already linked you, and so they know where to place any of your sales. That's their way of already, you're in the binary matrix now. So definitely rest assured that you're already connected. And what I also want to share is that in this next homework that I'm just about to send out, that everybody here, please, everybody utilize my biomat back office that I've created for people. So what I've done in the homework is given you this simple question that's just going to ask you, what would you like to name your biomat back office? TheAmethystBiomat.com/Cammie or Cameron Feel. Like, you tell me what you'd like to create as your perfect back office URL, and I'm going to be able to get that to you this week. So you're going to have this amazing resource to be able to share with people. So please, everybody, give yourself that gift to just help me help you by answering that simple question. And you're going to have something that will last now for years to come, that you can always bring people back to your new site. Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions? All right. Sending my blessings and support for you guys all the time. And if you ever have any deeper questions you didn't want to ask on the call here, absolutely, you can call me or write me an email. Thank you again. Have a beautiful evening, everybody. Namaste.